from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
They say it takes a village. In this case, it's a group, like of 10 or more. We want to see you at KeyBank Center. 10 or more tickets for discounted rates. Gain access to exclusive experiences, which is perfect for youth sports, professional networking, and any other large group experience. All you got to do, go to sabres.com/groups. All right, Shayna Goldman, people are going to wonder what is up with your schedule, because it's... I'm the beneficiary all the time, whether it's Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays. And here you are, we think, unconfirmed, on a Monday.
Yeah, we're
How
here.
Are you?
We're here. We're connected. Thank you, Internet, for working. You know, it's summer. It's Sabres Live on the fly, first of all, if I'm on here.
Yes,
so we need to keep it going. We never know what. And it's summer. It's a mystery, you know, like it's the dog days of summer. So how do you excite everybody? You surprise people on what day of the week we're going to do this.
Care to indulge the audience in your dogs?
I mean, they are having their best summer life. So, like, come on.
How many?
Three? Cone. We got three dogs and sometimes a fourth when my sister brings her dog home, who's Mika's actual sister. And they are vibing, living their best life, swimming every day, sleeping on the concrete, taking in the sun, just like loving every second of summer. So once it gets cold, they're going to be a little bit miserable.
I sense that even in their misery, they are still incredibly helpful to every day for you.
Oh my God, they're the best. They love writing. They love sitting at my laptop. Big fans of that. Mm-hmm. Slamming on the keys so they can jump over the computer.
They haven't quote unquote kind of violated the studio area in a while. We used to see this a lot more regularly with things toppling in the background.
Oh my God, Miko was a terror when I first got her. She would be like chewing through my headphones. Remember the scrunchy trees she was knocking down? So we made it completely dog safe. Now she just sleeps on the couch next to me. Yeah. She's here almost every episode silently. The other dogs can't be bothered, but she tends to be here. You just don't even know it. That's how she's so grown up at 1 year old.
So we would prefer, in NHL terms, not to let sleeping dogs lie, because we want activity. But we're still begging for it here as we hit the midway point of August, in the sense of some of the big names. We just had Joe Yurden on talking about ones that he had written about a while back. But, and this is not to, you know, kind of belabor the same story over and over, but it's a pretty long list of our significant RFAs that still don't have their deals. We don't really live in a world where we see many holdouts anymore, any major delays to start a season, but do any of these current RFAs pique your interest as far as, is something amiss here?
I don't know if it's is something amiss, but I'm really curious about the Red Wings situation, right? Because you look at their offseason, I think we're all saying, what are they going to gear up to do? And they start things off by trading Jake Walman for nothing. And you're like, okay, that's a choice right there. But maybe they're clearing cap space to do something big in free agency, which maybe would limit their RFAs. Mm-hmm. Free agency kind of underwhelmed. They were one of the losers of day one. You go, okay, so the Raymond Insider extensions, they're going to be huge, right? They're just going to go long-term with both. Because if they went long-term with both, they're not going to spend big elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened yet. So it's really interesting to see that neither one signed yet. Because if I'm the Red Wings, I am handing Lucas Raymond everything this year, because we saw that breakout kind of starting at the end of the year and that consistency that I think he's going to be a superstar soon. With Seider, you have a different case because of his usage and how he's dragged down by some of the toughest usage in the league. But do you bet on that now? The fact that neither one's done yet, I'm going, okay, so what are they waiting for? Because it seems like they position themselves to have the money to just hand both of them big checks, right?
Mm-hmm. The math seems to equate to easy deals for both based on cap space remaining. These are comps, clearly, to what the Sabres have done. I mean, ultimately, Dahlin had a bridge, right, before he vaults up to the level that he's at now of $11 million. But they've also done term and better dollar cap hit with Thompson and Cousins, right? So are you sensing now that it will be two different contracts for Seider and Raymond when it comes to length of deals?
Yeah, so Thompson, Cousins, Power, they all kind of go into this trend we've seen the last couple of years. So guys like Nick Suzuki and Jake Sanderson and Stützle, where they get these huge contracts right off the bat off their entry-level deals, which they're bigger bets because you have less NHL experience to bank off of and, you know what they can or can't do. But you're betting on their prime years at maximum salary, which can work out for everyone. And it's great for the player, right, to have that massive raise. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing that trend rise. And I think we're going to see that with Raymond. But with Seider, it really is interesting because it is similar to Dahlin. Here's someone with all the pedigree in the world. And we keep hearing he's going to break through, and it doesn't happen. It could be because of usage. And in Detroit, they didn't have other options to take on those minutes. And it's kind of similar in Buffalo, right? Nobody could play the workload that Dahlin could. And we saw it hamper his offense in the early years. And we didn't see him put together that unreal season that we expected for some time. But you see how that cost Buffalo with that third contract, because when he hit his stride, you knew he was reasonably going to get a big raise, and he did. And it's not that it's a bad raise to have now, but it's just something to keep in mind. So do you risk that with Seider? If, say, he finds that offense over the next 2 years, is he going to get that big jump like Dahlin just did? Or do you go the power route or, you know, Thompson and Cousins and just go big now and hope that it's going to be cost effective sooner than later?
Do you think the Red Wings goaltending situation will play out as they hope? They're going to start the year with three, by the sounds of it, as far as the competition through preseason. And who knows, maybe it starts the year with three again, like they ran with last year. But, you know, when you look at the individuals involved, like Talbot had some good numbers again last year, so it may not be as high risk as some think. Like Alex Lyon obviously did wonders for them. It worked out at a bargain price. Ville Husso obviously has shown he can based on the contract Detroit gave him. But we've talked about it a lot with what Buffalo's goaltending situation looks like at the moment. Ottawa obviously made the biggest splash getting Linus Ullmark from Boston. And here's Detroit. Like, it's just this Detroit, Buffalo, Ottawa thing that we keep talking about, because all three of them need to take that huge step, right?
Right, and it feels like goaltending is a big part of it for Detroit because the defense didn't get much better, and that's what's held them back, and it's like, can the goaltending withstand that? Now Ottawa made their move. Now we know Buffalo has more certainty between Lukanen and whenever Levi's ready to jump up, too. Like, those are really good options to have, and they did the three-goalie thing, and it didn't last. And Detroit's going to run that to open the year, and they're not the only team that might have a three-goalie system to start the season, but do you really want that? You know, stay in the Atlantic. You saw it with Montreal. Remo and Montembeau did so much better when they didn't have Allen to share the net with, because it totally changes things, how you practice everything. The vibes are different with three goalies. Mm-hmm. And then you look at these specific three goalies, and each one has a question mark, because we know Alex Lyon can be the guy and be a miracle worker when a team needs it. He was that for Detroit at sometimes. He was that for Florida, but he hit his wall last year. Mm-hmm. Husso, there is the injury issue. And then Talbot's so intriguing because you go back to when he was first a starter, and no one handled chaos as well as Talbot at one point. You know, we look at Edmonton's defense and how well he did behind that. Mm-hmm. But then he went to Minnesota and had a great defense and struggled. Then he went to LA, and that great defense gave him that resurgence last year. When the defense fell apart, so did his game. So now you say, at this point in his career, can he still handle the chaos that Detroit probably is going to throw his way? Or is he going to tighten up and he'll be what they need, just in a reduced capacity now that you have three to rotate through? Like, it's such an interesting problem to have, because they did look at goalie upgrades and they said if they were going to do it, it wouldn't have been a short-term option. They weren't spending big on a short-term option. So here they spent low and now they can kind of figure it out, which isn't bad to do. But are you going to be that front runner of the Atlantic Division, the three little disruptors we're all waiting for? Because it seems like the other two now have that bump when last year Detroit felt like the front runner going into the season.
Should we be thinking there's any more goalie movement this offseason?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't think so.
I want some, but like, come on, we all see it.
But I'm just like almost kind of just thinking out loud here, which is obviously what we do. But usually there's some preparation behind it. No, I don't. You know, there's a, like you say, there's a couple of these three goalie situations. I mean, I guess, I don't know how bold it would be, but like if Minnesota makes the Gustafson deal, you know, like does somebody really want Gustafson right now? Obviously, we still need Swayman's contract to, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say set the marketplace, but establish him again within it, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like last year when we were looking at him and Gustafson and who was in
Samsonov.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up Minnesota. It's what I'm, this is like my current story that I'm working on is what Minnesota is going to do, because it's very rare to have a goalie in their 40s, which they're going to have in Fleury. It's very rare to have a goalie in their young, early 20s, which they're going to have in Wallstedt. Mm-hmm. And then it's very rare to run a three goalie system and have that successful, which is what they're aiming to do. And you have to question it right now. Is that the move for them? Because each way you cut it, you move him, your goaltending crease has a ton of risk still. So do you really want to do that? They are definitely one of the more interesting ones. I think there should be a market for Gustafson. His problem is a track record, right? We know he doesn't have it. But when we were talking earlier what was it, to start free agency, Marty and I each had our like destination list. And I think either one or both of us had him going to Calgary, making sense to be the Markstrom replacement to balance out someone like Wolf. But then if you have Vladar at the ready too, like you could have a three goalie system once again in Calgary, which you don't need. So it's a little bit complicated and it feels like it's a little late. I almost wonder if Minnesota's just going to start with the three goalies and then figure out what to do, because it's not as big of a market as it should be now.
Of course, Minnesota popped up last week in the Line A talk. And of course, it wasn't so much like, yeah, obviously they'd be interested. It was like, how would they ever make it work? Because they're still stuck in cap hell this year. Like, do you see a logical path for them to be able to complete something like that?
I think that a creative general manager could.
Okay.
And one who is very financially responsible. And I don't find that to be Bill Guerin, because I think sometimes he puts up these big contracts to aging stars and aging, I don't even want to say stars, secondary players. And that kind of hampers everything he can do for the next, you know, 3 years. And I feel like that's the situation he's in, the Foligno extension and even the Hartman one. Like, you're looking at it going, why? Why did you hand out this money? Even now, Middleton, which is a big risk because we see how his game looks without Spurgeon. You know, do you want to pony up for someone who needs that partner? So to clear cap space for him is going to be really tricky, because no movement clause, no trade clauses, and all the deals he hands out, who's going to want to take them? Do I think that they should try to pursue it? Yes, absolutely. If you can get an offensive player like Line A, that's what they need. I don't care about the risk in his game. They have the defensive certainty to balance it out. Like, absolutely go for that, right? But can they? I don't know. There's a couple GMs I feel like we would look at and go, they're going to maneuver their way out of this. And I don't know if he's one of them.
I asked Joe Yerden in the first segment, and I know you love talking Maple Leafs and Mitch Marner. do you think that Marner plays out the year in Toronto?
That's going to be so interesting, because I feel like in any other year, I would say yes. But I do wonder if Brad Tree Living's past haunts him at all. It has to, right? It's a little bit different than Nylander, because with Nylander, it was the same agent that Johnny Gaudreau had. So that was what kept coming up. Like, does he want to go through this again? I think it was with like Louis Gross. Like, do you want to do this again with the same agent and potentially have the same result, which could, you know, really hurt your team? And I feel like here I would say no. Do they go past the deadline without an extension in place? But at this point, you have to wonder, like, do they just play it out until then? But then again, you know the risk of trading a star at the deadline. You generally don't come back with as much. But it's tough to say, because in the offseason, we don't have examples of a ton of them, of players like Marner getting moved and what the haul could look like. But it does feel like at this point, if someone was going to do that, it would probably be before they dedicate money to other players in free agency. Like, if you're taking on $10.9 million in cap space, you better have not moved, you know, added salary. And and you're like, okay, so now what?
Shana Goldman from The Athletic. Last question. Marty is not here. It's his birthday week. You had a great idea of what we should try to present to Marty on his birthday this week.
Okay. I'm presenting something that he, I know, is in favor of. I would like the league, in honor of him, to try rotating goalies more in games. That if you allow three bad goals and you get the hook, I want it that you get 10 minutes to settle down and get thrown right back in there. I would like to see more goalie movement. I want to see goalies pulled on the power play and have an extra skater come out and just try these radical ideas that I know he would go for. But I really do want to see it. Like, I think he was saying in like youth hockey, you see it all the time. Like, a goalie allows a bunch of goals and they'll put him on the bench and let him settle in, and then they'll put him back in when he's ready to go. I would like to see that happen a little bit more often. Who's to say a goalie can't, you know, bounce back if they get 10 minutes to just, you know, calm themselves after allowing a bunch of goals against?
I feel like Mike Keenan was trying to do that in the 80s.
Yeah, he was just a little harsh in his delivery.
I'm not sure he ever got to the point where the goalie could settle down and regather himself.
We need a goalie whisperer to handle this. That's the thing. I think goalies need to handle goalies. That if they're going to get the hook, the goalie coach has got to come out and like talk them down or bring them to the locker room and be like, okay, let's go. Let's recenter yourself and then go.
Amazing. And we have to go too. Thank you for joining us on a Monday. We'll see you hopefully soon. Shana Goldman.
Thanks for having me.
From The Athletic, back after this on Sabres Live.
Oh.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.